Welcome to this week's installment of Your Money, Your Community. I'm talking to Andrea Hoffman and Cherise Silke of CNR Bookkeeping here in Pembroke. Ladies, thank you for taking the time to chat with me today. Andrea, we sat down a couple of weeks ago discussing A. Hoffman Financial. What sets your businesses apart primarily?
A. Hoffman Financials and CNR do the same roles. One is located in Pembroke and one is located in Petawa for convenience for our clients across Renfrew County. And Liberty only concentrates on tax returns.
Cherise, can you give me sort of a quick rundown of the basics of what you folks do? I mean, I know it differs, but just a thumbnail sketch.
Well, if you need payroll, then we can do the payroll for you. File your, all you make sure your taxes are filed on time. Make sure you're staying on track with filing all your taxes and making sure all the CRA remittances are filed. All your bank reconciliations are filed. But it also depends on if you're a corporation or you're sole proprietor, because those differ as well.
Andrea, what are some of the many variables that you need to assess before you can accurately give your customer what they need?
It all depends. Again, it's all going to depend on, are you having staff? Are you not having staff? Are you going to be a partnership? Not a partnership. So if there's, it's not an easy answer until we literally sit down and do a complete interview with you. Then we're able to tell you, do a corporation or do a sole proprietorship.
And from there, you have to dig even a little deeper, don't you, in order to get to the root of how to best assist your client.
Are you registered for HST?
Yeah.
Are you registered for payroll? Are you a limited corporation? Are you a partnership? Are you across Canada? Is it just an Ontario base? There's so many questions that we can ask.
So your overall involvement with a client also varies, doesn't it? Some you would give the works to, as it were, and maybe others just you determine what they truly need. Is that right?
So we do stuff where we do full-on bookkeeping. We're paying bills. We're going in and taking their bank statements. We're doing payroll through direct deposit. But then there's clients that are like, no, I just want you to do the background work, and I'll do the front, like the rest of the paperwork. So
now, switching gears a bit, I understand that you've been known to help out the community in certain ways over the years. Let's talk a bit about that.
We do give out free tax returns to the women's shelter so they can get their tax returns done.
And there are others, as I understand it, yes?
We had worked with The Grind in the past also. So we do a little bit of work here and there. We do work with also CPAN.
How did your involvement with Bernadette McCann House come about?
They had called us one day and asked us if we would be willing to offer some tax returns. And I had said, yeah, not a problem. And now they just call when they need to send somebody now.
These are folks who truly struggle in many ways, including financially in many cases, yes?
Because a lot of them don't have any income and they depend on it either for their child tax benefit, their GST credits, their Trillium credits.
I believe you mentioned that you do some work for CPAN as well. Why them in particular?
I think CPAN is a good cause. It deals with the homelessness and the children that are in need in the area.
There was also a golf tournament you supported, is that correct?
It was called Bruce Keel Youth Sports Funds that we did this year. So we took most of the sponsorship for the entire golf tournament.
Now, you also mentioned that you do work for another well-known Pembroke charitable staple, right?
Oh, yeah, they also did Gotcha in Mine.
But she'll put a lot of stuff out for free for like people that need a coat and can't afford a coat. Like, she helps the community a lot that way. Versus like some other thrift stores will make you pay or whatever.
And you did something else involving Blanche as well, I believe.
I got her all back up into a new spot, a new signage, new negotiated rent for her, got the signage done for free, got it, yeah.
I heard there was a big fire at her store some years back and you were involved in getting her back on her feet, is that right?
I got her all back up into a new spot, a new signage, new negotiated rent for her, got the signage done for free, got it, yeah.
Ladies, I want to thank you again for taking the time to talk to me. It's been very informative, and I'm sure our listeners would agree. Best of luck to both of you. You've been listening to Your Money, Your Community, featuring CNR Bookkeeping at 670 Pembroke Street West in Pembroke. For 104.9 MyFM, I'm Richard Evans. Thank you for listening.